So I want to welcome everybody to Breath of Shem. And say to everybody, Shavua Tov and Mevorach. Say to everybody that the time that we're in right now is sort of an in-between time, in between Shabbat and the weekday right now. We have the koach, we have the power right now to bring the Shabbat with all of the brachot, with all the blessings of the Shabbat, to bring that into the chol, to bring that into the weekday. And the time we're in is called Melava Makkah. We're accompanying the Malka, we're accompanying the Shabbat Queen. Which means we're accompanying all of the energy and all of the good words and all of the good feelings and experiences and all the Divrei Torah that we learned on Shabbat and all the Nitzotzot, all the holy sparks. We're accompanying them into the next week. We're doing that with the accompaniment of Eliyahu HaNavi, the accompaniment of the Baal Shem Tov, and the accompaniment of David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. And I'd like to take you all with me for just a few minutes now, transport you into the Holy Land of Israel. Because I have this incredible opportunity over there in Eretz Yisrael to go every Tuesday afternoon to go to the kever of David HaMelech and say a few verses of Tehillim. And know that in that place, there's an atmosphere of Ruach HaKodesh, there's an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. There's an atmosphere of Malchut, an atmosphere of being able to be receptive. Malchut, as we said earlier, is the aspect of Zohar. The Holy Zohar calls Malchut a human trait, the trait that defines when a person feels that they have nothing of their own, except from what they receive from other people. And that's what David HaMelech was. David HaMelech had nothing of his own. And he looked up to the Shemayim and he said, I have nothing of my own. And because he looked up to the Shemayim and he said, I have nothing, so Hashem gave him everything. And even more than all the other patriarchs and matriarchs, David HaMelech had a chavivut, he had a friendship, he had a yididut with Hashem Yidbarah, with Hashem. And as a result of that, as a result of him making himself an empty vessel for receiving, so David HaMelech was able to say, Lecha Hashem hadula vehagvura vehatiferet, והנצח וההוד כי חול בשמיים ובארץ. You Hashem, I have a conception, says David HaMelech, I have a conception of all the holy spherot. I see the godliness in life of through the glasses, through the spherotic glasses of chesed, of saying yes to life, and through the spherotic glasses of gevura, of saying no, when the world's not allowing me to be my entire self, when the world's not allowing me to be, to express myself in a full way. Lecha Hashem HaGdula VeHaGvura VeHaTiferet. And David HaMelech was able to also receive the Midah of Tiferet, of bridging, of bridging ourselves to that which is usually unbridgeable, to that which is usually something very different from ourselves. And that's the heart and the soul of what healing is all about. Healing is the ability to bridge the right side with the left side, and to bridge that which is not healthy with that which is healthy. To bridge that inside of ourselves which is strong with that which is not strong. L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gbura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach. Netzach is the ability to overcome all of the obstacles in our lives. To transcend everything. Everything, anything and everything. L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gbura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach v'ha'hod. And hod is the ability in our life to be able to empower ourselves and empower other people. To look at that which is disempowered and empowering. Re-empowering. L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gbura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach v'ha'od. Ki chol, chol, it means yisod. Our holy forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, said about them in the psukim, in the chumash, it said, bakol mikol kol. That's what we say in the benching, in the Birkat HaMazon. That they were holding by the madriga of kol, of allness. That they served Hashem and they walked through this world with total self-expression, with total allness. And the kol represents, connected to the human body, represents the Eivor HaBrit, the reproductive organ. And that reproductive organ is what conveys the totality of ourselves, not only in the physical way, but also in a spiritual way. When we communicate the totality of ourself, the allness of ourself, so we do it with inspiration. And our allness opens up the allness of the people that we communicate with. So David HaMelech said, L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gbura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach v'ha'hod. Ki chol b'shamayim v'ha'aretz. That's his conception of what Hashem was. Hashem was all of these things. And Hashem expressed incredible love, incredible chavivut, incredible friendliness and desire when it came to David HaMelech. And the reason is because David HaMelech was a malchut. He says, without you, Hashem, I'm nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing of my own. Because David HaMelech had nothing, so David HaMelech received everything. And that's the soul, that's the principle of what a Jewish leader is all about. A real Jewish leader is not somebody who runs for office and runs to be a political superstar and to be the head of the Republican or Democratic Party or whatever other party exists. Vote for me because I'm the best. That's not what a Jewish leader is. Jewish leader, the paradigm Jewish leader is David HaMelech. From him will come the Mashiach, will come the ultimate leadership. And the reason why David HaMelech was such a leader is because he made himself a nothing. Because he really felt that connecting to Hashem, that it is his relationship to his association with Hashem, he was nothing. Hashem gave him everything that he was and everything that he is. A person feels like that. So when they turn around and they face the world, empowered, filled up, their vessel filled up, their entire perspective filled up with godliness, then that's the leader. That's the type of leader that we want. That's the type of leader that can lead with the Shem Shemayim. L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gbura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach v'ha'hod. L'cha Hashem Agdula Ve'Abura Ve'Anetzach Ve'Or Hashem Agdula Ve'Abura Ve'Anetzach Ve'Or Kichol v'shamayim uvarech. So I go to David HaMelech and I go visit him on Tuesday afternoon. Right in the midst of Har Zion, Mount Zion. Mitzion tetzé Torah, because from Zion comes Torah. From that beautiful mountain comes Torah. And I come with all of my issues and all of my questions and all of my drives and everything that I want to work on in my life. And I come with 100 questions to ask David HaMelech. How can I be sure that if I'm going this direction and am I doing this properly? And am I a proper mother, am I a proper father, and a proper brother, and a proper rabbi, and a proper person? And how do I answer these impossible questions that people put to me? And I've come to realize that if you say a verse of Tehillim, if you say it over and over and over and over again, so your whole mind and your whole world wraps itself around that verse. And the verse that we say on Motzei Shabbat is V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu U'Maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu U'Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneinu. Let the holy Noam Elyon, let the holy pleasantness that comes down to us from Shemayim, let that pleasantness be a part of our lives. So I'm going to try a little exercise here in this holy time of Malava Malkav, escorting the Shabbos Queen and escorting the Malchus, escorting David HaMelech into our week. To try to bring down into ourselves the Noam Elyon. And the exercise will just be to say the verse over and over and over again. And any prayers that you have, or any questions that you have, or any wishes that you have for yourself, just you can say them to yourself. And be a malchut, listen for the answer, listen to what Hashem sends you. So we'll try that for a few minutes right now. V'hinoam Adonai Elohei Aleinu U'maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. U'maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. V'noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. Vino amarona Eloheinu Aleinu. Nase yadenu konenale. Nase yadenu konenale. Vino alfaruna yeloeinu ale. Masse yade in cornale. Masse yade in corneio. Corneio. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable unto you. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable unto you, Hashem. Iulatzonim reifi vehegion libi lefanecha Adonai tzuri vegoali Hashem tzuri vegoali vegoali Hashem tzuri vegoali. Yul ratzon im refi Hegyon li bilfanecha Adonai tzuri vego Vego ali. Do one more little exercise here before we take a little break. Now that we made it as far as Har Tzion, we made it as far as King David's tomb. So as long as we're in the neighborhood, we can just walk about a 7-minute walk and go down to the Kotel Maravi. The Kotel HaMaravi says in the Holy Sfarim is the center of the whole universe. And the Shekhinah has never left, the Divine Presence has never left the site of the Kotel HaMaravi. And all the tefillot in the world, they go there. The reason why they go there is because in that place there's a connection, there's a yichud. There's a yichud between Kutsha Brichu Shechintei, there's a yichud between the male and the female forces of divinity in the world. And that's the reason why Ishmael has a foothold on that mountain, on the Har Abayit. Because they want to get right in between, right in the middle between our connection between Hashem, between the Jewish people and Hashem. Between the place where infinity meets finiteness. Between the place where the Yerushalayim Shemata meets the Yerushalayim Shemala. Between the place, the Holy of Holies, the place where we have a connection, we have a divine bonding with Hashem. So Ishmael, that's what Ishmael is all about, to get into that place, to try to disturb that union, that yichud. We have to be zoch, we have to be, to merit the ability to have that place for all our own, to have a relationship with Hashem, all of our own. But in that holy place is coming all the Shefa. All the Shefa in the world is coming from that holy place. Because it's a place of Yichud, it's a place of union. And just like in a physical union between a man and a woman, which gives birth to all the children that they give birth to. So that, in that spiritual union between the male, Kudsh HaBrichu and Shechinteh, between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Am Yisrael, between Yerushalayim Shemala and Yerushalayim Shemata, in that place comes all the Shefa. And we dive into that place, and all the tefillahs go there, and all the neshamas go there. And if you focus on that place, so you can feel an incredible amount of abundance, Shefa coming down into your life. So just as a little exercise, just for a few minutes right now, try to focus on the point, the Kotel point, from which comes all the Shefa in the world comes down to us. When you focus on that point, realize that any time that you want, you can focus on that point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is joining His infinity and joining His divineness with the world at that point. And all the Shefa in the world can come from that point.
Zvi meyim ashe,
Ezri Meir Asher. Ezri Meir Asher. Ose Shamayi Vares. Turn my eyes to the mountain. From where will come my salvation? Turn my eyes to the fountain. From where will come my salvation? My salvation comes from Hashem. My salvation comes from Hashem who created the Shemayim v'Arim. My salvation comes from Hashem who created the Shemayim v'Arim. La 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 la. Ya la 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 la. Oseh Shamayim Vayaretz.